Well, you never know. Might get something.
Morning, folks. Welcome to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in this morning. Good guest this morning as we're going to talk about one of the treasures of Fairfield, probably a hidden treasure of Fairfield that maybe most people just don't even think about as much as they might need to or might want to. Before we get to that, let's talk a little bit about these young ladies and their business in town. I'm joined by Nikki and Jamie Rathey. Good morning, ladies. How are you today?
Oh, we're fine.
Now speak for yourself, Nikki. Jamie may be in a terrible mood or something
this
morning.
Fine.
You're
fine
too?
Yeah, it's fine.
Well, that's good. Thanks very much for coming out here. These ladies own and operate Uniquely Rustique in town here in Fairfield. Before we get to the Hannah House, I'm going to talk to you about Uniquely Rustique a little
bit. That's fine. We practically live there. So yeah,
do you spend a lot of time there?
Being
an owner operator, how many you're there a lot more time than you're open, aren't you?
Yeah, we work a lot of hours there. We might as well live there.
You might as well.
Yeah.
What's the hours?
Well, we're open from 9 to 5 Monday through Friday,
uh-huh.
9 to 3 on Saturday, but we're there a lot more than that.
Well, you see, now that's because you're occasionally putting together the crafty stuff in there, right?
Yeah, occasionally that's what we do.
Occasionally?
Occasionally. This time of year with Memorial Day coming closer, we do a lot of flowers.
What are the, what are you putting together just flowers for folks to lay on grave sites, or is that what you?
Pretty much, that's what we do. We also do wedding flowers, prom flowers. You know, if they want silk instead of real, we don't do live flowers.
Sure,
but if
sure.
they're wanting something silk, we try to help people.
You know, that's
out.
Something that I'm not sure that folks realize you guys have down there. Because I know whenever I go into Uniquely Rustique, I'm going for one of either two things: a gift for a kid with some educational value. Right?
Right.
You have a lot of those. You got a room full. Room full of that stuff. And also the place mats that were maps you had in there a few years ago. I don't know if you still get those at all.
Oh, we still have those.
You still have those?
Yeah.
Okay. See, I think that's the coolest thing in the world. You have that as well as the decorations for the different holidays.
Yeah, and we have a lot of, home decor stuff just to put in your house.
Yeah.
Just that kind of stuff.
Tell me what's coming up. You've got a big Girlfriend's Day Out deal coming up, don't you?
The retail merchants have a Girlfriend's Day Out. I think it's on April the 9th. And we would like people to register to get a coupon packet so they can come and shop at lots of different stores in Fairfield on that day.
When would I need to register? Since I'm not a girlfriend. I could ask.
We would let guys in. It's okay. I don't think it's called Girlfriend's Day Out because, frankly, it's more girls that shop, Bruce.
Well, now that's true.
I don't think that we'll turn guys away. And I think you're supposed to register by this week. I don't know if they ever.
I think she's right. It was Monday.
Was it Monday?
April 4th.
Yeah, by Monday. Because it's April the 9th, so I think you're supposed to be registered by April the 4th.
If somebody wants to register, they can call you or call Serendipity, right?
Yes, they can call us at 842-3544.
842-3544. And, that's the thing, this Girlfriend's Day Out, it's on April 9th like you're talking about. That's a pretty nice deal. You guys, the coupons are involved, or solid coupons, aren't they, Nikki? What are you having out there in the coupon?
Well, ours is $5 off a $20 purchase, so that's pretty good.
That's 25% off.
Yeah, and ours coupon, you don't have to use it that day. You can get it that day, but you can use it until I think it's the end of April. We gave
that's
people
cool.
a little bit more time because, a lot of them can't get all their shopping done at all the places.
Well, that's the thing. There's what? How many are there, Jamie? 15 or something, 10 or 15?
15 or at least 10.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how many are doing it, but there's at least 10 different businesses. And if you wanted to hit them all, that might be a lot to hit in one day.
We were talking a little bit ago about the educational materials and that kind of thing, the educational toys.
Mm-hmm.
What's the most popular time for that? Is it Christmas, or do people think about that maybe when it's back to school time? Or do they, folks with this summer coming up, do they think about maybe keeping their kids' minds involved over the summer?
Well, we sell toys pretty much year-round, so it was a good investment for us. Of course, we do sell more in the wintertime around Christmas, but now we're going to have some little workbooks. They're called Summer Bridge Books, and they'll be coming in within the next week or so.
What are those?
Well, it's to keep kids. You pick out the one, if your kid is going to go into first grade, you get the book that says Kindergarten into First Grade, and it's just like a 10-minute activity that they do every day that they're off school, and it kind of gets them ready so that by the time first grade starts, they don't have that, what do the teachers call it, brain drain, you know.
They do have a name for it, don't they?
Yeah, if they don't do anything over the summer, you lose a lot. It's like anything else. It's like adults that don't, you know, if you don't use your brain, you lose it. So, you know, that's to help the kids. And
now, you guys tutor as well. Mm-hmm. Do you still have when do the library reading? Do you still do the library reading hours and that kind of thing?
Oh, we haven't done that since we graduated college.
Really?
No.
They don't. Oh, come on, Nikki.
No,
you have to.
No, we don't have. We don't have time. We're not in charge of it. I think the family literacy program did do it for a while. I don't know. I actually don't know who's doing it.
Did you do some tutoring through that? Before that ended up getting broken up.
We tutored some adults. We did some literacy.
We did some adult literacy tutoring too.
Yeah. I'm talking with Nikki and Jamie Rathe about about some of the things at the store Uniquely Rustique, which brings me back to the Hanna House Museum. Tell me why we're talking about the Hanna House Museum today, ladies.
The Hanna House opens for the season this Saturday from 10 to 2, so we're just trying to encourage people to come out and see it.
Is it now that's Saturdays only, right?
Yes, but it will open by appointment.
Oh, really?
If you call us, we can get there. We will open for special tours and things.
Do you get it seems like we've been talking about some of this in the past. A lot of times you'll get a set of school kids coming in from do you get them just from Fairfield? Do you get them coming in from around the area as well?
Usually it's just Wayne County schools. Since it's just Wayne County, you know, Wayne County history, we don't usually have kids out of Wayne County. But we've had Mount Airy's been there, Johnsonville. Jeff's been there a couple of times. Of course, the Fairfield schools, the third graders at Northside, and then the sixth graders at Center Street, they try to come every year. So
okay, now hold on a second. So it's just they're only bringing one class. Not one class, three or four different classrooms, but only one grade from Fairfield make the hike up there.
Yeah.
I'm surprised by that. I would have thought that having been a third grader who just loved walking away from school, that for that matter, a second grader or a first grader, that it might behoove them. Or is third grade about as young as you want to people?
Oh, we've had the Kids in Motion group come from the First Baptist Church in the summer, and we have kids coming in that are just going into kindergarten.
Really?
So they're still preschoolers, and they seem to enjoy it. I mean, we can gear different activities for them, you know, just different walk-through things. And there's certain things that, you know, we don't talk about or don't show them because they're just little. But
well, yeah, you're not going to talk about the Shelton gang or something like that.
No, we don't talk about the Shelton gang of the third graders either.
No.
Unless they ask. If they ask, we'll try to provide them accurate information.
You know, whatever they don't, I was going to say is, what if a kindergartner walks, what's with that car over there? Do they?
Well, we tell them and try to gear it.
What are those holes in the side of that car?
Yeah, well, we tell them they're bullet holes. I mean, kindergartners are pretty knowledgeable anymore. So they,
pretty far along,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, they can figure it out.
Well, that's pretty cool. I've got Nikki Rathe along with Jamie Rathe. We're talking things over about the Hanna House Museum reopening this Saturday. We're going to get into the museum itself a little bit when we come back, as well as probably talk a little bit about the early history museum, that's at the Fairfield Public Library. Talk about all that kind of things on the Bruce Dickey Show. You're listening to the Bruce Dickey Show on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield. Back after these.
I'm walking out by myself. Well, I was talking to myself about you. Well, singing this song about you.
Well, folks, welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM. Appreciate you tuning in this morning. My name is Bruce Dickey. I'm joined by Nikki and Jamie Rathey. We're talking about the stuff at the Hannah House Museum. And ladies, there. It's good to hear, we were talking in the break, it's good to hear that you're always working on new displays for those who may have been there in the past. There's always something new to find the next time you go, isn't there?
We try to have it that way, and we can have people come in. We have some that come in like every couple of weeks, and they say they see something new every time.
Really?
They're in. So there's just a lot to look at there.
How much time could somebody spend there, you think? I mean, and before they see everything. To see everything, you'd have to be...
I'm there every week, Bruce, and I see something different sometimes.
Is that right?
I don't notice. I mean, there's some things that I think, well, when did that come in? And, you know.
And then Jamie will tell you, oh, that's been here for like 6 months.
Well, yeah. It's well worth an hour of your time. An hour, hour and a half.
You could
easily spend that.
Here we're coming to the mea culpa part of the show, aren't we? Here's where they're going to give me the guff. Let's hear it.
Well,
go ahead.
You said last year when we were here, I'll be right up there. I got to check that out. And we have not seen you.
I planned to. I still plan to. And I just can't. Well, you see, I made a note to myself to go in November.
Well, we're not open in November, Bruce. There's no heat in the building. It's not very warm up there in November. So
well, here I was knocking on the door outside. Hey, it's Saturday morning. Let me in.
Did you not read the hours and the times on the door?
It's posted on the door.
All right. Give me the times and the hours again then. It starts this weekend.
And it's open every Saturday from 10 to 2, except...
holidays, right?
Memorial Day weekend and Labor Day weekend, and I don't know, but I think July 4th.
Yeah, I was going to say, what are you going to do on the 4th of July weekend? I think if it
falls around July 4th,
if it falls on a weekend, it'll be closed.
Of course, we're talking about the Hannah House Museum. It's up there at the corner of Center and First Street here in Fairfield, and it's also one of the places in town that you commemorate the life of Kenny Kayes and the career of Kenny Kayes. Tell me a little bit about the monument. Do you get folks to come out and just look at the monument and reflect?
Yeah, we do. We get a lot of people to come out and look at the monument. It's part of the sixth grade. I know the sixth graders have to do some sort of community walk thing, and that's part of theirs, and the third graders as well in town. They come and look at it. But
there's a display dedicated to him inside as
is
well.
Is that right?
Yeah.
What's part of the display guy's uniform?
We have pictures of him as a young boy and pictures of him with Richard Nixon.
Is that right?
Getting his Medal of Honor.
And then we've got the flag, one of the flags that hung over the, is it U.S. Capitol or State Capitol? I can't remember.
Would have been U.S., I would think.
Yeah. And then we do have some of his writings that he did. We've got
some of his poetry and stuff.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about Kenny Kaye's poetry.
It's pretty dark.
Is that right? Well, he went to dark places.
Yeah, it's not light reading, but you can really get a sense of who he was and stuff and what he went through by reading it.
That's fascinating. That's just fascinating. I like also, and we talked about it last year, but I think it's probably the coolest thing. We talked about it a few minutes ago, the Shelton Gang's car. Yeah. Tell me about the Shelton Gang's car. Where did you find that?
Well, it was found down in the Pond Creek area. We don't really know. No, there's a lot of speculation on what kind of car it was. You can't really tell. It's pretty rusty. There's a lot of speculation about how long it'd been there, what crimes actually took place in that car. We really don't know.
Last spring, I believe, had the author, the niece, Carl or Carl's daughter, I believe, Big Carl's daughter, came on. Did she come and take? She was going to go to the museum and look around.
Yeah, we've seen a lot of Ruthie.
Is that right?
Yeah, but yeah. She would be the niece of Carl Shelton, right?
Okay.
Little Carl, or the grandniece. Little Carl Shelton was Carl's nephew, and she is his daughter.
That's right. She's little Carl's nephew, not big Carl's nephew. Okay.
Niece.
Niece. Nephew.
Yeah.
She's a she.
Yes, she's a she. She's the daughter of little Carl.
Yes.
What did she think about all that display?
I think she likes it. I think she's very, very proud of her family.
It was fascinating talking to her in that she didn't really know much about it before Carl opened up to her.
Yeah, she's come several times. We know Ruthie quite well.
Well, that's wonderful. Do you have people from outside the area who will come in and maybe if at least look around or do research?
Yeah, we have a lot of out of state visitors, a lot of out of county visitors. Actually, more of our visitors are probably out of county than.
That brings me back to how this, I think, is one of the most well hidden secrets of Fairfield. How nice a asset to the community the Hannah House Museum is.
There are so many people we talk to every day that have lived here their whole lives and have never been there.
All right. See, now you're making me feel guilty again.
Well, I'm sorry. We had last year, though, we had
two bus tours.
A lady, her name is Amy Erickson. She runs a bus tour out of Marion. And she came, and it was for the Sheltons, of course, but they came, and we had two different bus tours, one on homecoming weekend, and then we did another one later on in October, and we had, for that one, we let the public come in, and it was on a Sunday, and we actually had the noose on display that they hung Charlie Berger with, so that was just a little bit of.
What were they going to do with that? Weren't they going to destroy that or something like that? I'm trying to remember.
I can't remember exactly. I know that the gentleman purchased it from, where did it come from? Some sale.
It was from Evansville.
Yeah.
Len would know about a lot more about it then because he did the stories on it. But the family was from Carmine, family of the sheriff. And he collected the noose and it went down through his family before it finally went up for auction, as I recall.
Yeah, I don't know what he was going to do with it. I mean, I don't know what he's going to do with it now. He wanted the museum to buy it, but we can't do that.
There's another question. How does the Hannah House Museum get materials, get new and new museum artifacts?
99% of our artifacts that we get are donated.
Mm-hmm.
We have a few that families loan us for a brief amount of time, but we don't do very many loans anymore.
Oh, really?
Mainly it's donation.
What kind of things would folks loan as opposed to donate? I guess do folks hold on to stuff and then donate it after they've passed? Is that how that works?
A lot of people aren't ready to get rid of their treasures. And sometimes they'll let us have it for a little bit for people to look at, but we don't really do that anymore because sometimes the family gets upset over who has it.
I wonder about that. I wonder, that's kind of what I was wondering. If you have the occasional donor or just leaving it there for a little while, that's when they probably want a little bit of a say on how it's displayed and when it's displayed and that kind of thing, right?
Yeah, we have a couple of items at the museum that are, you know, more of a donation than a loan, but the family still comes in and says, well, where is it? And I want to see it and get it out.
That's cool.
Yeah, so.
That's fine. I mean, you'll always, you know where it is.
Most of the time, yes. Sometimes it's like, give me a minute and let me think.
Let me think about where it is. But
you've been with the society for 7 years. How long ago did the place open? The Hand House Museum. Do you remember?
I knew you were going to ask me, and I should have written it down.
But you do know.
Well, it's in there somewhere, Bruce. I think it was 2003 is what I'm thinking, that it opened as a museum in 2003.
I guess that's my question. At what point do you say, oh, we don't need anything more? Or do you have to cull through, or you're just getting somebody's, at what turns from it for want of a different term. But I don't have a different term. It turns from somebody's leftovers to trash. It's not trash. It's somebody, to some other folks, they think it's a something that ought to be seen in a museum, a museum piece.
We have to be pretty selective. We've had people want to donate, like,
Furniture.
Like, for example, we had a lady last year that wanted us to take a piano that was in one of the one-room schools. Yes, it's from Wayne County.
That's great.
Yes,
that'd
it's,
be nice.
Yes,
what are you going to do with that?
It was an old upright piano. We have no room.
Yeah.
We couldn't take it. Stuff like that. We've had people, usually it's organs, pianos.
From churches and
yeah,
that kind of thing.
Yeah, we had a change counter from one of the banks or something, and it was just massive, and
yeah.
We just can't. I mean, it's cool. It's neat. It's Wayne County history, but we just can't take a lot of
and
that
we
stuff.
Can't. We don't really take anything anymore that is not directly related to Wayne County.
Really? So what had you? I mean, I was going to say, have you had stuff?
Before we got loaded up, as you put it, we took things that were just historically significant. Like, we have a brass cash register from West Salem that has been there forever. And we just...
And the Lears donated it. A Lear family donated it.
But
because
it's not,
they lived in Wayne County, but they bought it from West Salem. So,
but it has just recently gone off display because we don't have room. We just don't have room for everything.
That's a good problem
anymore.
To have, isn't it?
Sometimes.
Sometimes it
sometimes
is.
Sometimes it is.
How do folks become, now, is this membership in the Historical Society, or how do folks become members?
There's a little form. Yeah, they can come. They can call the at Uniquely Rustique, and they can talk to us. And there's a little form on some brochures we've got printed out that you can fill out and just mail back in. And then you just there's a newsletter that comes out. Judith Puckett's pretty good about getting a newsletter out. And there's a website that you can look at for more information. And then you could show up at the Hannah House and just start asking questions, and we'll try to help you. We like new members.
I'll bet.
Yeah.
How big is the Historical Society?
I'd like to say that there were about 100 members, but of course that's a lot of people don't live in Wayne County. You know, if they've moved away or something like that. But I think there's about 100 members, not 100 active members. There's 100 members.
If folks want information... either, like you said, call. What's the websites and that kind of thing? Are you on Facebook?
There is a Historical Society Facebook page, and apparently Judith is in charge of that, and apparently it gets a lot of attention.
Really?
I'm embarrassed. I've actually never looked at it. But and then there's WayneIllinoisHistory.com. That's the website.
You aren't going to believe this. I just got an email from Ruthie Shelton.
Did you?
Yeah. I don't know if I'd read it. They might be saying bad things.
I don't know. Hopefully not.
Good morning. I don't know if you remember me, but I was a guest on your show last year. I just said that. Yeah. I wrote Inside the Shelton Gang on the One Daughter's Discovery. She'll be back. Oh, I don't think she knows that she doesn't realize you're on the show right now.
She probably doesn't, but she is coming back on May the 7th. They're doing another bus tour.
Well, that's cool.
And she'll be here, and I think she's doing a book signing somewhere around that time, too. I saw that.
I'll probably talk to her and try to get her on in the future. She's an interesting individual, isn't she?
Yeah, she is. She is interesting.
Talking, like I said, to Nikki and Jamie Rathe, They are the owners of Uniquely Rustique. We have hardly talked about that. We're not probably going to talk much more about that. But they're also members of the Wayne County Historical Society. And we're talking about all kinds of different things at the Hannah House Museum. We're also going to talk about the Wayne County Early History Museum and talk about some of the things that folks can find over there. When we return here on the Bruce Dickey Show, you are listening on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield, Illinois. Back after these. Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield, Illinois. My name is Bruce Dickey, joined across the way by Nikki and Jamie Rathey. We've been talking about the Hannah House Museum. How'd you guys get involved? If you only became involved 7 years ago, what made you decide to become involved in the Hannah House?
We were actually in a writing group with Judith. It was a group of ladies.
Judith Puckett.
Yeah, Judith Puckett. We got together and we started a writing group where we get together and we write stuff and everybody reads it. And then she just asked us if we wanted to help. And history's been something that we've always enjoyed.
Yeah.
And so we started helping while we were still teaching school. And then we ended up taking our grades, our kids from our classes that we taught, we brought them over here.
Mm-hmm.
And
over from West Salem, even. Right?
Well, from Lancaster.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And they came to the museum. And
what's the reaction of the kids? So you would have seen the kids' reaction to being in the museum after they got back in the class.
Yeah.
After they got back in the classroom.
Yeah.
As opposed to now, you don't really get to see their longer term. If there's any longer term impression, what is the longer term impression? Do the kids remember what they see?
They do, and the cool part is they come back.
Really?
And they bring their family.
Is that right?
Which is really nice. Every school tour we've ever had, we've had at least four or five of those kids come back and bring their family.
Is that
to show
right?
them what they've seen? So I think that's pretty cool.
That must be pretty fulfilling, isn't it?
Yeah, that's I enjoy putting the displays together and stuff, but I really enjoy showing people the history that Wayne County has to offer.
What, Nikki, tell me, what is your, what has been your favorite display over the years? What the favorite, if maybe whether it's most interesting or the one that you radiate to, or what's the one that you like to think about? What's most interesting to you?
I don't know. I think all of it's pretty interesting. I don't know that I actually have a favorite. There are certain areas at the museum. I don't spend a whole lot of time in the...
Yeah, I was going to say, what do you avoid?
I avoid the Vietnam room just because there's that flight suit in there with the mask on, and there's a mannequin in there, and I have a thing against mannequins, so I don't like... I'm scared of the flight suit, okay? I usually don't go in there unless...
That's fine. You didn't have to admit that in front of God and everybody in the world.
Well, that's okay. You come in the museum and you know, you figure out pretty quick that I'm afraid of the mannequin. I work there, and as long as they stay put, I'm okay with it. But, you know, we've had a couple of instances where Judith has come through and moved one.
Yeah,
and I'm not expecting it.
Yeah.
And if I don't know where they are... When I come in, you know, it's sometimes it's kind of a good thing that I'm there by myself for about 10 minutes because I, you know, might scream like a little girl if there's a mannequin somewhere.
Well, see, now that's good. That's,
yeah.
No, that's a good thing. So that means the museum leaves an impression on adults as well as children, right?
Well, yeah. I'm getting better, though. I pick them up and I move them around.
Well, that's therapy. If you have one you don't like, you have to have one that you like.
I hate all of them. I don't like them, but she is able to work with them now.
I'm glad that the Uniquely Rustique, it doesn't sell clothes.
Yeah, well, we wouldn't have mannequins with faces, so we just wouldn't have arms and faces.
We
just don't do that.
That's why. So how about yourself, Jamie? What's your favorite part?
I like all the different businesses. I guess it's because I'm a business owner.
Yeah.
It's kind of neat to see all the businesses that have been here.
Do you have some from more recent vintage that are gone, as well as I see, you know, in the picture you see the Sexton manufacturer?
Yeah, we have a lot of newer stuff than that.
Really?
I mean,
well, even the farmer's store.
We've got a display. I mean, the farmer's store just recently closed, and this year we have the chairs that you sat in to get your shoes.
Really?
So now
these are from the original farmer's store in between Delaware and 7th Street.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, and that were moved to the newer building, and then we've got those, and we've got the wooden numbers that you got.
Time out. You've got the numbers that they would hand you, and I remember this as a tot, as a child being dragged in there. I'm not, like you said, men aren't shoppers. These are little boys. I remember being dragged in there and being handed that little
wooden number.
Little wooden number, and then basically, then you'd go off and look for, we were looking for pants usually. That's where we bought the Husky pants.
Yes. Yeah.
And you'd go, and then they'd call your number, and it was an assembly line, and it very efficient.
Yes, it was. They don't run businesses like that anymore, and we've got lots of old pictures from that, and they'll be on display this year. So,
who mainly took the pictures of the farmer store?
Yeah,
where were they from?
I don't know.
What's that collection? Was this Mary John? I guess gave you a lot of this.
Mary
stuff?
John gave us a lot. Anza Lee gave us some before she passed away.
Uh-huh.
So,
and that one shot we've got of the big—it's like from the 50s or the 60s. I don't know. It's an aerial shot of all these
of
women.
The sale. It must have been in the paper or something of a sale day at the farmer's store.
Well, like a big line.
Yeah,
no,
packed
it's
full
packed
of people.
Full of people. Just
of ladies shopping and. We've got that. So I'm thinking it probably came from the paper.
I'm imagining, you say that a lot of your visitors to the museum are from out of town.
Yeah.
When you would go out of town in the last 40 years, every time I would go out of town and somebody would ask me where I'm from, I'd say, well, I'm from Fairfield, Illinois. And they'd sit there and think a minute, isn't that where that place, that farmer place is?
Yeah. Everybody knew the farmer's store.
I'm assuming that that might be a pretty popular attraction for some of your out-of-town folks eventually.
It might.
What are you taking down to put that in? Because I know you're usually rotating stuff in. What other new attractions do you have coming in? Do you have?
Well, I don't know how people are going to feel about it, but we do have a display, a whole room that's going to be dedicated to AirTex.
Okay.
Whether it will be done, we're not sure if it'll be ready to open right when the museum opens or not, but we're working on it.
The people at AirTex have been pretty good to the museum in giving us a lot of historical things that would be lost otherwise. And so,
well, they probably lose some of the old Shepherd stuff or whatever, some of that kind of thing.
Yeah, and some of the
Sexton.
Well, even we've got all that already.
Yeah,
but it would be more recent stuff. We've got lots of pictures. Apparently, there was a song, or we've got an album, an AirTex album. I don't know if there was a band or something. I'm not sure what it is. We've got lots of old invoices and papers and books and, you know, lots and lots and lots of pictures. And we've got some prototypes of different filters and stuff.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So, but I don't know if it'll be open right when the museum opens or not, but we
sometime
are working
this
on
summer.
Well, we so are
this it, spring.
It's
and
a work
summer.
In progress.
A work in progress. I can see where you might be have a little reticence about it. I can see it. There might be some initial bitterness here in town, but the AirTex has been so good for the community for so many years.
Yeah,
though.
It's been here a long time. I think most of the stuff we have is from the. Can I say better days of AirTex?
Oh, sure.
Most of that.
Like I say, they're pretty much all better than what they are right now.
Yeah.
with AirTex, as somebody whose business has closed before, they were better before this time.
Yeah.
What anything else new you have coming in? You're planning on?
We're supposed to get some Pinewood Derby cars, Boy Scout stuff, but they're not here yet. But they're supposed to be coming in.
Where's that coming from? Because there's no troop in town anymore.
They're being donated.
Is that right?
Yeah, they're being donated, and they're supposed to be coming in. We do have space for them, and we've given all the rooms kind of a facelift to make them look a little different.
Really?
Or that's the goal for today.
That's the goal for today.
We're trying to get. We have to go out there today, so that's the goal for today.
So, if people see activity there today, don't come in yet.
We won't let you in. The door's locked, and it's not visitor friendly.
We're not there yet.
What does it cost to go to the Hannah House
Museum? It's free.
What?
It's free.
You're just giving all this stuff away.
We don't charge admissions free. We do accept monetary donations.
We're not going to turn it.
We're not going to turn them away, but we don't charge for people to come.
Last year, the last day the museum was open, it happened to be Halloween weekend. We did a trick-or-treat thing where anybody that brought their kids in, the kids got a treat bag full of goodies and stuff, and we had probably 45 or 50 people, and we didn't charge for that.
Oh, that's great.
You know, we've had different activity things out there for kids in the past or for adults, you know, when we did the big Shelton tours and all that, when the guns were there, when Carl Shelton's guns were there a couple of years ago, it was free, you know, we didn't charge people a donation to get in then. And
wow.
We could have, because people would have paid for that. But,
yeah.
You
know, like I say, what's the biggest crowd you've ever had there? Did you have a good crowd when you had the noose last year?
We had about 400 people.
For the noose?
Yeah.
Wow.
And it was
that was like a one-day thing.
Yeah,
it
was one day.
And when we had the guns, it was more like 600.
I don't know. It was
We lost track, but that's just walking through, you know, and you didn't. But they saw the rest of the museum, too. We had them routed through there to where you could see the museum, you know, see all of it. And it was a good day.
That's pretty fascinating that folks want to see, you know, the accoutrement of violence.
Yeah, well,
as
yeah.
as opposed to like, you know, the high school section or something like that.
I know everybody's fascinated by the Shelton stuff, and if I'm done working at the museum and I'm still there for a couple, I'll get one of the books out or one of the scrapbooks out and I'll read about it. But they're not my, you know, they're not
there's
my favorite.
There's so much more to Wayne County than that.
Yeah.
Not that's not cool, but there's so much more to Wayne County.
And that's what you guys are offering down there.
Right, yes.
What's the, where do people call for more information?
You can call Uniquely Rustique right now at 842-3544, and we'll help you out.
And how about online?
It's WayneIllinoisHistory.com, I hope.
It's on the paper. Right
yeah.
Now.
Yeah. That's right.
It's right there.
Yeah.
I don't have my glasses on, Nikki.
Yeah,
come on.
WayneIllinoisHistory.com.
You're asking me a lot to be able to read without the glasses.
And there's an email address, too. It's WayneIllinoisHistory@gmail.com.
We didn't even get a chance to talk about the Early History Museum. What would somebody see if they go into that part? That's out at the library.
That's everything that was before, it, like 1920s.
Before the Hannah House, right?
Yeah, 1920s. And before that, before 1920s.
So you've got early settler stuff, early Wayne County settlers. You've got
Civil War stuff.
You've got the Sexton Factory, because that was, you know.
That was early.
That was early. You got World War One, Hayward College. All that stuff is at the Early History Museum.
I must tell you, the first time I went in there, I misunderstood. Well, clearly I misunderstood. Because I thought they had George Washington's uniform. And I thought that was the coolest thing I'd ever seen.
It wasn't George Washington's
uniform. Didn't end up being George Washington's uniform.
No.
Whose is that thing?
It is a Civil War uniform.
It's a Civil War uniform.
I don't know whose it is. I mean, the name's on it, but right
I was
now,
young I and stupid then. I was not yet old
kids,
and stupid.
Kids,
well, we've had kids there, and, you know, the building, the Hannah House, was a doctor's office. They remodeled it in the 1950s. So we've had kids come in and look at the bathrooms and get all excited about the bathrooms, because that's how they, what's the quote unquote, peed in the olden times. We do have running water. We have modern facilities. We have flush toilets and everything. But it does look, I mean, it's not completely modern.
Just think when they look at your, like, a dial phones or something
Yeah, it's the same thing. Well, we've had them look at the record players and not know what a record
was. Oh, that's great.
Stuff like that.
Oh, we got to go. Ladies, thanks very much for coming on today.
Well, thanks for having us.
Thanks. It was fun.
Yeah, that's Nikki and Jamie Raithe, and that's the Bruce Dickey Show for today. We'll talk to you all again tomorrow. Have a great afternoon.